Being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller as the Bulldogs get ready for this second round playoff game at number 4 and 2A Osage here on Friday night. And coach, thanks for the time as always. Just a few, I guess, broader questions here for the sake of this Meet the Team show before we talk into Osage themselves. But when it comes to this season, I mean, again, you guys kind of started 1-3 and then have rattled off a whole bunch of wins since moved to 5-4. I suppose it's a variety of factors. But anything kind of, you know, put your finger on that are some of the big reasons you guys were able to bounce back in the way that you have?
Yeah, I mean, we've the first half of the season, I think we were figuring out our personnel both on offensively, defensively, and you know, we had some kids banged up early on in the year that made that difficult. So you know, we just getting some guys back was a huge key in the second half, and then we're really finding some things that have worked well for us, and kind of just, you know, trying to play to our strengths and find ways to protect those strengths. So I think that's been a huge part of it as well. And you know, now we're just excuse me, you know, when you're 4, you're probably not a very confident football team. So rattling off a couple wins and you know, finishing the season the way we did against Dyke, I think has really helped create some motive or build some momentum and really, you know, build some confidence in our kids that, you know, they can go play with anyone. So, and, you know, there's a lot of factors, but I think those are a couple of the main ones, you know, just building some of that confidence and then getting some guys back and figuring out some personnel.
Yeah, it was a kind of a, if you will, like a trial and error type of thing. Just figure out maybe what doesn't work as well as so you can kind of, you know, pivot some things and you find out what really works well for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, the best football teams are going to be able to adjust and adapt, and you know, that's what we, you know, we had to do as a coaching staff and as players. So, you know, just one game at a time, you find one thing here that works, one thing there that works, and, you know, keep building on that and keep making, and once you, like I said, you start to build some momentum and continue to just lean into your strengths, and, you know, then practices every week we're working on getting better at the things that we weren't so great at. So, you know, our kids have come a long way in their skill and their discipline and their, you know, things like that. So, you know, having 9 weeks of practice has been a big part of it too. The kids are just getting better than they were the first week. So, you know, that's a testament to their work ethic and, you know, all the time that they put in that, you know, it's paying off and we're finally seeing some of those results.
Yeah, so a second round game, another road trip to Osage. Have you ever played a team twice in a year in your tenure here at HG Cal, or is this going to be the first time?
As a coach, I don't think we've ever played a team twice. No, I think this will be the first time. Yeah, unless my memory's failing me. But no, I think this will be the first time we've played a team twice in one season.
I gotcha. So obviously a very good team, you know, 9-0 for a reason. They have a guy that's on a bunch of watch lists for player of the year in class 2A with Quinn Street. Man, what a season that guy has had running things at QB for them. But when it comes to Osage, what are kind of your initial thoughts on this matchup and taking on a team twice here in the season?
Yeah, Street's a very dynamic player. He can, you know, he can hurt you in the with his arm or on a, with his legs running around and making plays. And you know, they have a lot of design runs for him, and rightfully so. He's a great player. But then, you know, they have a bunch of athletes to surround him with, and you know, he puts the ball in their hands, lets them make plays too. And on the defensive side of things, they have a really good defensive line, linebackers that like to get after it. So they're a very well coached team. You know, they're well rounded, and you know, that's what makes them so dangerous, is you have to focus on more than just one thing or take away one thing to make them you know, to try and take away their strength. So yeah, it'll be a good challenge. I know our kids are looking forward to it.
Yeah, and in season opener, you fell 22-8 against those guys. Kind of an interesting game. They score all 22 in the second quarter. You guys answer with one in the fourth quarter, kind of too little too late at that point. But what are some of the most important things you remember from that game back in week one?
Yeah, we, you know, we didn't looking back at the film, we didn't block well up front or on the perimeter. We didn't, you know, it was not a great blocking performance by us. We kept missing some assignments, and you know, I don't know if it was some of those first game jitters or, you know, some of that inexperience from some of our kids playing into a factor, but you know, that was one thing that we're gonna have to do a much better job at, is being able to run the ball and hopefully get something going on the ground. And then we had some success through the air against them, so we're hoping that can happen again this week. So those have been some big things defensively. Like we when we made them drive the ball, we were pretty good defense. We were able to get some stops and get them into some longer down situations. And then they were able to hit some big plays. So if we can take away the big plays and make them have to sustain a drive, we think that'll put us in a better chance, to be more successful this time around.
Yeah, and when I was talking to the players the other day, one of them mentioned how in that game, like a third of your guys' total plays were for loss or something along those lines, like a large percentage were for loss. So, and you guys haven't had a whole lot of those in these last couple of weeks with Dyke and Hartford and Woodward Granger. I have to imagine that has to give you guys, some confidence in that area as well. If you don't have those negative plays, you take those away, we might be talking about a whole different game.
Yeah, for sure. We've been doing a better job of being disciplined and limiting mistakes penalty wise. And like I said, we've kind of found what some of our strengths are, and we're trying to build on those. And yeah, if we can, stay ahead of the sticks and not get backed up and, hurt ourselves by costly turnovers or untimely turnovers, things like that, protect the football, we should be able to compete and, be successful.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Just, it's a privilege to be playing in the second round. The kids have put in a ton of work. So, for the community members listening, hopefully you're able to make it out and support those guys. They've put in a lot of time. They've dedicated a big part of their life to, playing football and getting here. So, anyone that can show up and support, we greatly appreciate it, and we're looking forward to seeing you there.
All right, Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time today, coach, and best of luck here on Friday nights.
Thank you. Appreciate you.